The Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Tezayin Amabez, Kol Shana She'ein Token B'Tchilaso. Mirian, B'Sofa Reb Yitzchak, a famous comment from Reb Yitzchak on 16b, that a year in which the shofar is not sounded on Rosh Hashanah will end up in misfortune. It's not going to end well. And the Torah quotes a pasuk where Rav Yitzchak bases it on, that basically that we see that in general shofar is a shomer, it's a protection for us. So therefore, when we hear the shofar, it protects us. So by not hearing the shofar, if it's not going to protect us, we're going to be in greater danger. The Tosis over there quotes in the Bahag that when does this apply? If that when I intentionally don't blow a shofar, it's only if it's a mistake, an onus. So Tosis quotes the Bahag, even if it's not blown to an onus, it's still lacking protection. Other Rishonim disagree with the Bahag and say that's only if you're doing it b'mezid. So already. So it's qualified to, we're assuming, when we'll see even the Bahag will agree when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos. But Tosfos quotes from the Bahag that even someone, you don't hear shofar wasn't blown due to onus, it's still going to be a problem of being a not being a protection, therefore maybe the year not ending well. The Taz says that even though according Mina Torah, we know Onis Rachmana Patre, so therefore what's Rabbi Yitzchak getting all worked up about? It because it's a sign from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that there's something wrong with his actions, his maisim, and he has to do a better tshuva and tefillah. And therefore, it's supposed to motivate a person to do a tshuva gemura. So we have the Gemara that says that if you don't hear shofar in the year will end in misfortune. Bahag says even ba'onas, others say no, it's only if it's b'mezid. And the Taz says even though we normally say onas rachmana patre, but over here it's a sign that it's a siman that we're not doing tshuva properly. In fact, the Meshach Chochma, Parshas Emor, says that even though, again, Onis Rachmana Patre, you're not punished for not hearing the shofar if it's out of your control. However, Onis Kamando Ovid, you're not going to get the special protection that the shofar provides. And that's what the Gemara tells us in Tez Zayin Amid Aleph, that through the sounding of the shofar, Hashem's going to remember us in a favorable light. And that's what the Gemara tells us, the Midrashim, that by blowing, that's why even though kol ha-shofar is kosher, schutz mishel paro, all horns are kosher, we use a ram's horn to evoke the mercy from Akedas Yitzchak, and because he says, I'll consider it as you bound yourself before me. And as well, the Gemara says in Tezayim HaMabez, and that's why we both shofar Tekiyas Dumiyusha, Tekiyas Dumiyumad, it serves to confuse the satan. What does it mean? That one who is missing the protection, it's fated to be set by misfortune. It's not automatically going to happen, but normally the shofar protects you even if you had lacked other qualities. But here, if you're not going to have it, so you're going to go back to more, strictly speaking, midas hadin. So you have, again, so you have the Gemara says the year will end in misfortune. Machokas Rishonim, whether it only means b'shogig or b'mezid or b'onis, it depends. Bahag says even bonus, and the Taz says that even though it's true, you're not going to get punished for not hearing the shofar bonus, but it's just more of a simon that you got to get your act together. And that's how the Meshach Chochma also says similarly, that it's true that you're not going to get punished, but we don't consider it, it's onus command to go of it, and therefore we're not going to have the zichronos of the ram's horn, of Akedas Yitzchak, and the protection from the shofar. Ah, you ask, we know the Gemara tells us in the beginning of the fourth parak of Tesam Abeis that when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, the Chachamim stopped us from blowing shofar. So what does that mean? So is it going to be a year? Does that mean, so why would Chazal do it if that was true? So the Bahag writes, even though, generally speaking, if we don't blow shofar on a Rosh Hashanah, and you can't do it because of the onos, that's a problem. You lose, but when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, that's not what even the Bahag agrees. Rav Yitzchak isn't referring to a year where Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos. So Rav Aaron Kotler wants to know. Rav Aaron Kotler. Let's go see. All right, so Rav Aaron Kotler in the Mishnas Avram, the Mishnas Aaron, and the Meshach Chachma seem to have the same yisod, that the Seguas HaShofer, Shemalu of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Zichron Mesiris Nefesh, as we said, it evokes the Mesiris Nefesh of Yitzchak and Avraham in the Akedah Yitzchak. So to Abito Mitzvah Shofar B'Shabbos, Gam Ken Yishin Shom Mesiris Nefesh, Gaman Kiyam HaTorah, Shol Yavor O Isser. So we're also showing Mesiris Nefesh. We want to, so Rav Aaron Kotler asks, what's the difference? If we're not going to hear the Shofar Ba'anus, it's not out of well yet, it's still construed as a bad sign, but when Chazal tell us not to do it, it's not. So Rav Aaron answered in the Meshach Chachma, based on Rashi, Kedei La'arvev is, why is the son so confused when you have the repeated break? And he sees how meticulous are the Jewish people that they do the mitzvahs even extra times. So clearly, whatever I try to tell God, it's not going to work. So that's what Rav Aaron and the Meshach Chachma alludes to as well, that when Chazal's cancellation of Shofar on Shabbos has the same impact as the Satan does when he tries. It demonstrates, why is it going to be a taina? Because it shows we are so concerned about observing Shabbos properly, they're even willing to go the mitzvah of Shofar with all its benefits, even with all its protection. Because a tiny possibility, the one might come and carry the Shofar in Rishus HaRabim. So we see, and in fact, because we care about what you call Ravim Zawazet, so we see, it's like, the more shofar where it shows God how careful we are about keeping the mitzvahs, that's a tremendous skill. The same thing over here. That's why even the Bahag who holds it's an honest, but by here it's a, you're an honest because of Yechaviva Samitz. And that's the famous drusha from the Aruch HaNer in 1871. In the Shabbos Shuvah drusha, that he talks about this Gemara. And then he discusses, that's the year that the Churban Bayis Rishon and Churban Bayis Sheni happened. On a year where Rosh Hashanah fell on Shabbos, implying that Rav Yitzchak's, that the halacha even applies to a case of Rosh Hashanah on Shabbos. On the other hand, he says, that was the year where the Mishkan was built and the year they were forgiven for the Cheda Egel. So he's saying it's an auspicious time. It depends what we do with it. It's by doing tshuva, by keeping the mitzvah of Shabbos. So therefore, that will protect us instead of the shofar that year.